Oh, please, don't do the watery eyes thing. I'm so over that, Courtney. Or do you want to be called Mimi? I mean, you're so proud of getting the role. Why don't we just call you that all the time now? Hey, everyone, look! It's Mimi! It's Midland High's Broadway-bound darling! Mimi, everybody, get your autographs! Oh, I guess no one else is here right now. I mean, it is 2 a.m. The school's been locked for hours. Silly of me. Time flies. I've just been enjoying my time with Mimi so much that I lost track of time. Please, show me how to sing like you. Just teach me one of your tricks. I mean, you get cast over me every single year, so you must have something I haven't got. Stop being a whiny little bitch, Mimi. Surely someone as talented as you can sing without a tongue. I'm just trying to help you prove your potential. Everybody loves a charity case. Oh, isn't that what you called me? I'm poor, and you have no face. We can be besties. We have so much in common now, Mimi. We can't be long-term friends, though, because I do intend to murder you. Make no mistake about that. Before the sun rises, you're going to be dead and buried under home plate on the baseball field. Oh, don't be sad. Think of all the guys that will be on top of you. You've never been shy around guys. Ooh, and athletes no less. It'll be a dream come true, Mimi. I always thought I could beat you. I always knew I could in a straight singing competition. You never gave me that chance, though, did you? Why don't we do it now? We both know loathing. You be Galinda. Go! I said sing, you arrogant bitch! Why won't you sing? What is the matter with you? Are you scared of me? The truth finally comes out. You cannot measure up to me vocally. Finally, after 3 years of being in your shadow, I am free! Wake up! I want you to be awake to see this, you greedy little bitch. Wake up! Give me my moment!
Faded.
Faded.
Faded. What did you think of this?
Hey, I'm not faded. I love the preppiness she had to her voice in this. And I love how, like, in the beginning and in the middle, she started going kooky. I love how she said the word Mimi, or the name. Before she even mentioned anything wicked, my note was, it's an evil Glinda.
I know, right?
Yes, and then it mentioned wicked, I'm like, oh, okay.
She should have demanded she played Galinda.
But yeah. Dude, I don't want to be around Faded if she's ever angry.
Faded said she really enjoyed this.
She did.
Which really concerns me.
She sounded like she had fun with this one.
She likes being psychotic. I was not a fan of the voice you did on this at all.
Aww.
I liked your delivery for the most part. I liked your laugh, but I did not like the voice. It sounded really cartoony to me. Whereas, like, I don't know. I was not a fan of the voice you were doing. It didn't sound real. You should have just done your voice. You have that such a psychotic-sounding voice anyway.
That's mean.
The voice killed it for me, honestly. I liked it more towards the end when you were freaking out a little bit. Everybody's been good tonight. The voice just really, I did not like the voice at all. I think it was a horrible choice.
I like the preppiness in her.
But that voice, the voice itself that she was doing, sounded like anime cartoony to me.
Not sure.
I don't know. It wasn't my favorite of the night. Unfortunately.
Aww.
Sorry. Do you want to say anything else to her? You just like her because she said hi to you in her email.
Aww. No, but she should really do an Evil Glinda version of Popular one day.
That would be interesting. Should we move on to Ragga?
Yes.
Okay, I don't actually have the email I sent Ragai anymore, but his character is, this tortured artist, and he's dating this girl, and he shows her all his art, and he's got this one secret project he's been working on that he, wouldn't show her, and tonight he's gonna show her the project. This was written by Faded Phantom.
Ooh.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
So, what do you think? I told you I'd take you somewhere special tonight. Where are we? Lily, don't ask stupid questions. You said you wanted to see my work, didn't you? Well, this is where I work. I don't show my private pieces to just anyone, Lily. But you're not just anyone. No. You're perfect. Perfect. It's a little spooky out here at night, isn't it? Are you hot? It's pretty muggy tonight. Let's go inside, then. No, going back to the car wouldn't do any good. The air hasn't worked in that thing in years. And besides, we came all the way out here. Don't you want to see what I have to show you? It's cool inside, hon. I keep it cold. It gets so hot here during the summer, you know? Even at night. But it's nice inside, I promise. I keep it just right. There, doesn't that feel good? This used to be an old freezer. I bet you've never been inside a freezer before. It's nice, isn't it? What? It's too cold? No, I don't think so. I think it's perfect. Any warmer than this and things would start to go bad. Now, would you like to see my latest work? It really is rather nice, if I do say so myself. Yes, that's it hanging right there. It's hard to see when it's all wrapped up like that. It prevents freezer burn. Here, help me unwrap it, will you? Yes, just rip it off. I have plenty more where that came from. Ah, there we are. Isn't she beautiful? Oh no, what's wrong? Don't get upset, darling. I didn't mean that she was more beautiful than you. No, you are by far superior. You are flawless. Your face, your hair, your body. It's all exactly right. This piece, I thought it was my greatest work. But then I saw you. True perfection. And I knew that you would be the one to help me create my masterpiece. This piece has too many flaws. Mistakes. I tried to fix them. Do you see? Her nose was wrong. And her lips. Her eyes. Her waist. I tried to fix them. There were just too many errors. But you. You're different. I hardly have to change a thing. You inspire me, Lily. Why are you frightened? Didn't you hear me? Lily, we are going to create art tonight. A masterpiece. You should be thanking me. I'm going to immortalize you. You will live on forever, like the Mona Lisa. My other works have all been rough drafts in preparation for you. Learn diligence before speedy execution. Da Vinci said that. I've been diligent, Lily. I've practiced for years. There's no need to worry. You're going to be absolutely perfect. Forever. My masterpiece. My Lily. Oh, darling, you're shaking. Are you still cold? Don't worry, I'll fix that. Nutter, don't close your eyes. You wanted to watch me work? You won't want to miss this.
Wow, Rat Guy's creepy.
He is.
Did he creep you out as much as he creeped me out?
Yes.
Ugh, he made my skin crawl.
I have goosebumps, thanks, Rye
Guy. Ugh. I like how kind of condescending you were to her at the beginning. Like, you had kind of that sort of snotty artistic guy attitude, and you were real soft-spoken, and it never really, like, got, like, crazy energy-wise, but that worked really well for this character that you built.
Mm-hmm.
Also, good job, Faded, for writing this.
This is creepy, Faded.
It is creepy, and Rye Guy was a good match for this scene. Because Rye Guy made it even creepier. Rye Guy is a creepy bastard.
I know. Go away, goosebumps.
Did he give you goosebumps?
Yes.
Is this the first one that's giving you goosebumps tonight?
No, there's a few of them.
Who's giving you goosebumps?
Apatheria, Russ, Bree, and Rye Guy so far.
Nice, nice. Those are like... Not to give away any spoilers, but those are in my top four tonight, so we're on the same page, I think. Rye Guy, this is really creepy. I like the choices you made. I liked your reading of this a lot. I thought you did a great job. What did you think?
My first note was another creepy calm. And second note is, run, Lily, run.
I'm still like, my skin's crawling from that. That would have really like creeped me out a lot.
Something about rip it out just freaked me out. I don't know what it was, but it did. And then from True Perfection, it was really creepy. And my next one was like, he says that to all the girls, I bet, before he kills them.
Yeah. He had like this whole like, yeah. And it was like, when he started the scene, you kind of got the sense something wasn't quite right.
Right.
But like, you couldn't quite tell what it was. Like, I just thought you did a great job with this, Rye Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought this was kind of a cliffhanger, because the way he ended, I'm like, wait, I want more.
You have to ask Faded and Rye Guy to make more.
I want a sequel, Faded and Rye Guy.
Should we move on?
Yes, sir.
Lord of the Morning, This was written by Valkyrie Celeste. The scene, you sent a voice recording to a newspaper with your reasons for doing what you do, your side of the story. So he didn't have a whole lot to go with, but we'll see what happens. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I cornered her, the cool metal of the weapon in my hands. She ran, as per usual. I didn't mind. The chase was part of the fun. Without the chase, what would there be? Nothing. No control. No thrill. There was no fun in a chase without the death, of course. But the chase is the thrill. The catch is the power. Watching her whimper there, crying out, "Please don't! Please!" is the control. I had her life in my hands. She was begging me, oh so sweetly, to keep her alive. As if I were her maker. I stand there for a few minutes, watching her cry. Watching her beg me on her knees to let her live. I have a husband and two children, she cries. Please don't kill me. Do you want a badge, honey? Do these people honestly think that I haven't heard this bull before? Or maybe they think that mercy will come from the person who just finished chasing them down a dark alley to kill them. Either way, they were going to get no mercy from me. People like this made me sick. I didn't respond to her pleas. She just looked up at me hopefully, like I would have a change of heart. My response? I cocked the gun and pulled the trigger. I watched her dying corpse slump onto the floor, its blood trickling from the hole I made in her head. As soon as she drew her last breath, I left her there. Finding my next kill is never hard. Just go to a bar and look for a girl who is easy to lure outside. Then, the hunt is on again! It's always so simple, so perfect! Everyone always thinks it's supposed to be a drawn-out, cruel, calculated event. No. You don't need a plan. You don't need a motive! All you need is a gun.
Zelena.
Yes?
Zelena.
Yay, you got both of them.
Which one is correct?
I'm so used to both being used that I just give up.
Fair enough. What'd you think of this?
Well, this was supposed to be for a newspaper, correct? This was more of a, I'm not going to lie, kind of note. I was expecting more of a narration kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at some parts, it did sound more like a comic book narration. Like, you would see the comic book, and this is how you read it in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the laughs he had. He was another gleeful killer, in my opinion.
He was quite happy about it.
Yes. He was like, oh, I'm gloating to the world of what I do.
It sounded a little bit performy to me. I'm not gonna lie. I think you missed the mark on it a little bit. It sounded rehearsed. I know this was a note you sent to the newspaper, but like, it sounded a little bit like unreal to me. I don't know.
It wasn't like he was just thinking about it. It was like, I'm already knowing what I'm saying and all that.
Yeah, I mean, if he was sending it in a newspaper, it could have been that he wrote it down beforehand and was reading it. But, like, I don't know, it just sounded too big and over the top to me a little bit. The acting to me wasn't stellar in this.
I think if he was a little more not over the top, it would have done a lot better.
I think so, too. I just think you missed the mark on it. I don't know, I wasn't thrilled with this one. It didn't give me the heebie-jeebies. Did it give you the heebie-jeebies?
Not really.
We need heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies, it's a serial killer. We have to fear for our lives.
Yeah, I'm not scared of you, LOTM. Should we move on, or should we talk about LOTM some more?
Let's move on.
Okay. This is Gavarok. This is written by Cherise. Bag story, you've been sent by the Mafia to hunt and knock off Mr. D., which I think is about me, but I don't know, Cherise. If it is, then screw you. A guy that owns a nearby strip club. He had money, of course, until his joint went bust and he got kicked out of his house. Now he lives in a crummy flat, but he made one mistake. He stole from the Mafia. You and Dee go way back. You used to be partners in crime until, of course, that bastard betrayed you, too. Now you'll take back everything. Call it two birds, one stone. Revenge will be yours, as well as brownie points from a certain Mafia boss. You know he's cunning, and you know he's witty, so when he starts acting like an average guy, you hear the warning signs. Better make your attack quick and fatal, then. If you let him get away, then your life is on the line. For old time's sakes, it's time to take out the trash.
And tomorrow's trash day at my house, so...
Right on time! Look who it is! A man that needs no introduction. Which works in my favor, since... this isn't The Price is Right, I won't waste my breath. The fact that you're so high up on my shit list is probably a good thing. For me, of course. Not you. What have you been dancing to tonight? Crap, as per usual? Well, Mr. D, I'm afraid that you didn't pay my boss back for a little riot that went down last Tuesday. And now I've come to break every bone in your pathetic little body. No more dancing for you. There will be a personal pleasure in this one, of course, since we go back so far. Been chipping away at me for years, ain't you, D? Well, you won't get away with it. And you haven't. Let's dance. Shall we? Ha! Stay! Good doggy. Stay right there. Cops? What will they do? You, D, or the mafia shit. So bend over and pay the consequences. Oh! Oops. I'm sorry. Did I just stab you in the neck? Better pull that knife right out. There we go. Ooh, I got the squishy bit. Here, take a look at the end of my blade. Pretty neat, huh? That look on your face. That's exactly why I like playing such a naive and ignorant person when I get down to business. Oh, that's it. Bleed. Bleed until I have enough to paint the town red. I took the liberty of paying your little girlfriend a visit, too. She seemed happy, until I gagged her and had my way with her. You won't be meeting her in hell, though, I'm afraid. After what I did to her, she ran as fast as her little legs could carry her. Poor little Bent. Straight into the mental hospital. Didn't believe I was real. Had a history of mental illness, I believe. Those chicks always get you into sticky situations. A little like this one. Your blood is rather sticky. Would you like to suffer some more? Cry some more? Like a pathetic little child? Very well, then. Ha! Suffer. Feel pain like never before. Bless my ears with the sound of your dying scream. Bloody satisfaction.
Gavarok, usually you bring it, like, hardcore. This week I thought you were kind of average. There were too many laughs in there, like, in the beginning. I didn't like all of them. I feel like consequences should have been bigger since you were stabbing him in the throat at the time. And I didn't like this overall. What did you think?
I really don't know what to make of this one. I had to turn down my volume, that's one thing.
You know what?
I had to turn down my volume a bit because it was, like, creating my earphones. I heard killing. I heard somebody getting stabbed, which made me happy. And I think my favorite lines were his last two ones because they were just creepy. That's when he actually got creepy.
When you took that breath or whatever it is that you did, that sigh of sweet satisfaction, that was good. I liked the end a lot. It ended strong.
Right. I got goosebumps.
Nice. You got the goosebumps. I don't think you were as strong as some other people tonight, though. It was kind of average for me. I'm used to better from you, Gavarok.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. It's probably middle groundish, looking at my ranking so far.
You've gone back and listened to a lot of episodes, right?
Yes, I have.
Zella's dedicated. She went back and listened to a bunch of episodes. So, she knows what you're capable of, Gavarok. I don't know, it was just okay for me. It wasn't great tonight, I'm sorry. Maybe this just isn't your thing. The whole hardened mafia hitman.
Killer.
A 16-year-old boy playing that probably. It's kind of a stretch, but anyway, you want to move to Bryson?
Yes.
Backstory, this is written by Charisse as well. You've been watching Sharon for a while now, Everything in her godforsaken life is always as perfect. Why can't you have a life like that? Why is it always you that has to stuff to suffer? She's beautiful. She has everything. You want it all for yourself. Sure, you may not know her directly, but a lot of stalking has deemed her worthy as your victim. You're a self-righteous bastard, come to think of it. But you can only see that as a positive point. The world will be yours. You'll become greater than God by killing off all of the perfect people. The world has no place for them. Only the ones that are rough around the edges have the right to breathe. All the dead suckers, well, they'll go to heaven, unlike us rough people. So why don't we capture the earth and live a little? You're a sadistic middle-aged person and intend on torturing Sharon to her last breath slowly. So again, Bogus Bryson playing a middle-aged man.